Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 11 minutes now before the top of the hour. In studio with us is our friend Peter Tarpa. It's been a while since we've had Peter in the studio. He was one of the originators of Inside on Business, the News Hour, and it's always a pleasure to see you. Good to see you, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and it's good to come back and see how the little nascent business show about to start its third year has grown and prospered, and he sounds polished and big and strong, and it was nice walking in the building.
Thank you. You know, this whole adventure, thanks to you, got off the ground, and we got off the ground in just a few days, actually, when we started this whole thing. And since that time, things have changed, but this has grown and, as you say, prospered and done pretty well. It just proves.
It sounds good.
Thank you. It just proves that there is a place for non-toxic talk radio, that we can talk about what engages all of us, and that's the business.
A good point coming in, the Kasich.
Oh, yeah.
Sound bites. There you got it. And we don't hear that in this market.
No. Nope.
But I heard it.
Yeah. See?
And
it's different, isn't it?
Well, there is a guy trying that same, hey, I've got something to say. I don't have to win and you have to lose, as he said. How do we solve problems? And I was curious about that.
That was very interesting. It was the most interesting political press conference I've ever been to because, if you heard at the end, he leaves
he
and
then
he comes
in.
Back in.
Yep.
And he says, hey, I just want to tell you all, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. Who does that? Pretty interesting.
Let's hope he brings a new tenor and a new
I hope
field
so.
Tone.
Yeah, we need that. Peter Tarpa has been busy, guy. You've been doing all kinds of things. You started out, let me set the stage for everybody, that's online sports broadcasting. And you started with Dowling, didn't you?
Did. My dream was always to own my own radio or TV station.
Right.
But I don't have $100 million. So whoever it was invented the internet. And I saw the opportunity to do it. Our children went to Dowling. I went in and talked to the people at Dowling with this crazy idea 4 years ago of streaming Dowling football games live on the internet. And I said, people will watch. And their fear was it would affect gate.
Uh-huh.
Well, people are watching. It's not affecting the gate. They're seeing this great thing. And when they can, they go see it. If we got, I think our first couple games were in the hundreds.
100 people, maybe?
Yeah.
200 people?
Yeah. Last year, we've grown, as you have. We are now Central Iowa Sports Network,
right.
CISN. We'll average over 3,000 people on a Friday night tuning in to see one of three games plus a fourth audio feed. So, yeah.
Wow.
And what really made it launch was the evolution of the smartphone. We upload and stream in full HD. So you go to our website, July 4th, we will launch our new app. You'll be able to go to our app, download, click, watch. So local live when you want it.
And the other thing that you're doing with this, and I want people to understand, this is not rinky-dink television, you've got people. our good friend
this
Paul
Friday,
Yeager.
Yeah. Paul Yeager is coming back with us for football. We were approached by the Des Moines Menace 2 months ago.
Right.
We now do their home games live. Here is the crew sheet and the crew call for four games Friday, Saturday. It's a crew of six people, three cameras, producer, stats. We're a little mini ESPN, and a micro mini, but when you come up into the press box, there we are.
Peter Kaminsky's doing this, huh? Good for him.
Pete's
yeah.
in there, Justin Smith, Paul Joy, myself.
Jeff.
Jeff is with us.
Steve Dickinson. Yeah.
But that's what it takes to put it together, plus some interns.
And what I think is stunning about this is, and I remember the very beginnings of webcasting, if you will.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Remember all this?
Sure.
And we would talk about, is there an audience for it, and how do they know that you're there? And you've also found that you have to build this organically.
Yep.
You can't buy television time at the local television station. You can't buy radio
time.
Can't afford it. And so what you have to do is you have to find your audience. So they have to find you through organic searches.
Well, and the thing is, though, by and large, people have smartphones. So they have me in their pocket now. They don't need their car. They don't need the laptop. They don't need the TV. They can just click and watch.
Yeah.
And the other thing, it's almost parallel to you. We don't do commentary. We don't do criticism. We do live, local sports.
Done. Yeah. And it makes a difference.
And yes. There's all these talk shows that talk about what happened yesterday. We show you what's happening now.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is, and one of the neat things, I mean, I know the Dowling experience by heart, because what happens is Dowling has a brand that follows their graduates all over the world.
Yes.
And so if I'm living in Southern California and I'm a Dowling grad, I can pick up and watch the football game or the whatever it happens to be.
Yes.
On a live stream, just as if I were sitting in front of a TV set.
Yes.
What's the quality like these days?
Right now, we stream Dowling Valley out of Valley Stadium, full HD.
Full HD.
We've part of how we've grown is we put money back into it, where we now have our own fiber optic link to Valley Stadium, Waukee, Johnston, Southeast Polk. So when we walk in, we have our own
line. Just plug in and go.
We plug and go. Yeah. And the equipment's gotten smaller. We have a TriCaster for our main game, and then we've evolved into laptops for some of the smaller games so we can get in their press boxes.
Yeah, isn't that the interesting thing about this? As technology is now finally caught up with the dream, and that's what it was, a dream, that you can literally have a broadcast studio in a briefcase.
Right. And the other thing is, this is Des Moines, which is passionate about local and sports. But like you and I, it has this wealth of talent. If you come up to our press box, most of the people in the press box that are producing this are professionals who work in the industry in town. It's not high school kids. It's professionals, which has really added to the quality. But when we go live, it's Mark Amadeo, it's Paul Yeager, it's Dart Danielson, it's Al Lorenzen, it's Mark Hansen, it's Corey Sheldon. All these these are names you know. They live here, and they're all professional.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think is kind of neat about this, and forgive me for saying this, but it's a bunch of gray-haired guys that are doing this.
Yeah, I was trying not to say that. But their passion for the sport, combined with their profession, we do the menace. I got two calls, one from the owner of the Cincinnati soccer team, and one call was from Spokane today from the owner of that team, who have been watching online saying, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
Can we come watch? Sure. Yeah. The really cool thing about the internet, now that we're doing the menace, we have international. We will get tweeted from Belgium, Argentina.
Oh, sure.
One mother, I hadn't seen Ricardo play. Thank you.
Ricardo. Yeah,
and you look down and you realize that's from Caracas, and she's watching her boy play for the Menace.
In Des Moines.
Yeah. But she can watch him.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Peter Tarpe, ladies and gentlemen, Central Iowa Sports Network. Be watching for it. This is how we do this, just one instance at a time, and keep spreading the word. Thank you, Peter, for coming in.
Thanks for having us in, Mike.
Peter Tarpe, ladies and gentlemen, Central Iowa Sports Network. Also for Suki Roddy, for the president and CEO of Bankers Trust, who was in earlier talking about diversity and inclusion and how that builds a brand and business productivity. Great stuff today. We're going to slide on out of here. We've got CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls. Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. And Mark McDowell, the program director for 1350 KRNT. For those folks, our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.